Genesis 2, 4 to 17, God's plan for man.
Kabaujan akanji hit bang a lima sak sakon luta adut piatakin e agencido.
Translated into Burmese from English.
English bata ma Myanmar bata to bata pian su tha chin.
By Paul Bucknell.
William ma Myanmar bata pian su tha di.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation. I'm so excited what God can do in your lives. Don't be discouraged. God made you for a purpose. Before the creation of the world, He chose you in Christ. He chose all those things He wants to do through you. Sometimes you take all that and then you look at your life and say, it doesn't match. How do you put it together? Don't worry. God called you, He'll provide for you. The problem is, if you're worrying, you can't pray. Right? So Satan wants you to worry, so you're not praying. Instead, start praising God. Even for difficult circumstances. Because it's a place He wants to show His glory. When we turn to Genesis 2, verses 4 to 25, we're looking at God's plan for man. And things have not changed. This is the power of the gospel. God's good, He wants us to win, to overcome, to succeed. Now let's think a bit here. Could God have made us all robots or like animals? Would it have been easier for
him?
Now we know what God made us in His image. So we can choose this or this. But He made some angels that they would always obey Him no matter what. Maybe more like robots, right? They have to obey. Or He could have made us like animals. We just do what we're supposed to. And God could have done His will. So it's very interesting. Why did He make us in His image and give us a will? The will that He gives us, the ability to choose, is really awesome. That's the secret in overcoming temptation. I didn't mention it, but that's the case. That's the situation. Satan wants me to follow temptation, but I'm going to choose to follow God.
Because
By faith, I'm going to trust God.
So
do you see the will? That's me choosing. Intimacy with God brought the greatest happiness to man. The loss of that closeness became man's greatest curse.
Well,
in chapter 2 of Genesis, we learn a lot about man, woman. Before going on and talking about man, he talks about where he prepared things for mankind. Remember, I told you Genesis is made up of how many records?
Do you remember how many?
Anybody remember? How many fingers you got? 10, good, you remember. We forget here too. But this is the first of the record. You can see it in verse 2, chapter 2, verse 4. The first account is of the heavens and the earth. So he's introducing he made everything, but now he's introducing it, creating a story. And he's going to introduce the first people that he created on the earth. It's also here in verse 4 that he uses the term Lord God. How does it translate, Lord God? How do you translate that into English?
This one? Yeah, Tawra Pia Takin. Yeah.
So is Lord a Lord or is it a name?
Lord is Tawra Pia.
Tawra Pia. Okay. But is that a title or is a personal name?
Tawra Pia Takin, it's a personal name.
Okay, do you have the term Yahweh? Jehovah?
Jehovah, sir, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Lord here in English, it's in capitalized in English, it always means Lord. It means, doesn't mean Lord, it means Yahweh, Jehovah. His name. So God is descriptive of his majestic who he is, his categories, God. Lord is his name. In English, they don't translate it as a personal name. They give him a title, Lord. That's wrong. That's why I was asking. Because remember in Exodus
3:14,
God said to Moses, I am whom I am. He was wondering, what's your name?
Yeah,
that's his name. Jehovah, I am.
Jehovah,
now, by the way, in the Gospel of John, you will have that phrase, I am, that Jesus uses. He's referring back, this is who I am. I'm Jehovah.
That's how Christian Jenema Yeshua, Nadi Alipite, Nadi, I am Swatoni Daka, Panzinchima, Tone, Patara Piatka Namine at Tube.
That's when he said it right before the soldiers brought him to the cross. Who are you? I am. And all the soldiers fell down. That's, he revealed his glory there. So in in chapter 1 he uses the word God, God, God made, God fashioned all that.
Eh marada da I am ဆိုတဲ့ဖယားသခင်ကကောင်းကင်ရဲ့မြေကြီးကိုဖန်ဆင်းတယ်ဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့ဖယားဆင်းအဲစကလုံးနဲ့အားလုံးက I am ဆိုတဲ့ဖယားသခင်ဖြစ်နေတယ်
But now he says I'm not just a great God I am this is my name I want you to know me
ဒါအခုဆိုမှဖယားသခင်ကငါဟာ I am ဆိုတဲ့ဖယားဖြစ်ပြီးတော့မင်းဘုံကသိစေချင်တယ်လို့လားမိတ်ဆက်နေတာ
I'm your friend I'm here you can trust me
ငါဟာနေ့တငယ်ချင်းနဲ့စိတ်ချလို့ရတဲ့ဖယားသခင်ဖြစ်တယ
် This is what I made for you.
ဒီအရာကြီးဟာမင်းအတွက်ငါဖန်ဆင်းပေးတယ်ဆိုတော့လူကိုမိတ်ဆက်ပေးတယ
် And that's what's changing with verse 4 because we see his personal name first time used
So ကဘာကျမ်းစာအုပ်ထဲမှာဘုရားသခင်ကပထမအဆုံးသူ့ရဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရေးရနာမည်ကိုစသုံးလာတယ်လူနဲ့မိတ်ဆက်ပေးတဲ့နေရာမှာ
And what we see here in verses 5 and 6 that there were no shrubs yet
အမအပိုင်ငယ်ငားမှာအမအပင်နေပြိုးပင်နေလည်းမရှိဘူးလို့ပြောတယ
်။ No plants and there was no rain yet.
အမမရလေယာပြိုးပင်မပေါက်မီလေယာစပားမကြည့်ပွားမီ
And this was before God created man.
ဘုရားသခင်ကအဲ့ဒီအချိန်မှာလူမဖန်ဆင်းသေးဘူး
။ So it seems from verse 6 that there used to be a mist. It didn't rain yet. It was just a mist, like a fog or something that watered everything.
ဆိုတော့ဒီမူးလည်းမရွာသေးဘူးလို့ပြောတာပိုင်ငယ်6လောက်ပါဆိုရင်ဘာမှမရှိတဲ့အခြေ
Yeah. It's understood that when the flood came that the whole way the earth interacted changed.
ဆိုတော့ကျွန်တော်အခုဒီဖန်ဆင်းစခါစတော့ကဘာကြီးဟာအင်မတန်မှလှပမှာပဲ။ဘယ်အရာအခုငါတို့မြင်နေရတဲ့ကဘာကြီးပြောင်းလဲစေလိုက်တာကတော့ဒီရည်လွတ်မှုချင်းကဒီကြီးကဘာကြီးတစ်ခုလုံးကိုလွှမ်းမိုးလိုက်ပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီရေကပြန်ခန်းချောက်တဲ့အချိန်မှာဆိုရင်ကဘာကြီးကိုအများကြီးဖျားဖန်ဆင်းခံစားတဲ့ရေလွှမ်းမိုးကြီးကကဘာရဲ့ပုံတရံကိုအများကြီးပြောင်းလဲစေခဲ့ပြီ
Because up from the bottoms of the earth water came up and everything changed across the earth
ဆရာဖျားလာလာပါဘယ်ဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့ကဘာမြကြီးဖျားကဆုံးမတဲ့ခါမှာမြကြီးတွေကိုဟပ်ပြီးတော့အကတဲ့ရေတရဟောထွက်တယ်
It is suggested that it's probably man used to live like 900 years but after the flood it came down to about 100
ဆိုတော့ဒီလိုမိုးချင်းမတိုက်ခင်မှာလူတွေကအသက်900အဲ့လိုမျိုး1000မီပါထိကိုအသက်ရှင်လာကြတာဒီလိုမိုးပြီးရဲ့နောက်ပိုင်းလဲလာရောလူတွေအသက်ကချုပ်သွားတာဖြစ်တယ
် Perhaps because the atmosphere was different the sun rays coming through bring earlier death.
အဲ့ကလေးကဒီလောမူချင်းကလေးကရာသီဩရုရဲ့ပြည်ပြောင်းလဲလာတော့သူတို့အသက်ရှိလို့မဖြစ်တော့တာဖြစ်တယ
်။ In verse 7 we see the Lord God there's the Lord again. Jehovah God formed man of dust from the ground.
အဲ့မှာငါ I am ဆိုတဲ့ငါဆိုတဲ့ထာဝရဖခင်နာမည်ပဲပြန်သုံးပြီးတော့ထာဝရရှင်ဖခင်ဒီမိမုတ်ဖြစ်လို့ကိုဖန်ဆင်းတယ်လို့လာတယ်
He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life and man became a living being.
သူရဲ့နှာခေါင်းထဲသို့ဇီဝအသက်ကိုမှုတ်တော်မူလေလူဒီအသက်ရှင်သောတတဝါဖြစ်လာတယ်
။ So first of all, here is God taking personal direction involvement in creating man.
ဆိုတော့မဖျားသခင်ကိုတိုင်ကကိုတိုင်ကိုကြဒီလူကိုဖန်ဆင်းတဲ့နေရာမှာသူကိုတိုင်ကလက်နဲ့လှုပ်ရတော့တာ
။ So creation didn't start with mankind, but man was part of it.
ဖန်ဆင်းခြင်းအရာတွေမှာလုံးဝလူမပါခဲ့ဘူးဘူးလူပါပြီးတော့ဘယ်ဟာကတခုမလုပ်ဘူ
း This clearly says that it was not evolution man did not come by accident
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီမှာလူကိုလည်းအဖြစ်ဘာလဲစင်ကဖြစ်စင်းနဲ့လာနေဆိုတော့မပါဘူ
း It's an insult really
တကယ်တော့လေစင်ကဖြစ်စင်းနဲ့လူတွေလာတယ်အကောင်လို့လာတယ်ဆိုတော့ဖျားကိုစော်ကားနေတာဖြစ်တယ
် You know it's like you go outside and you find some mud
အပင်မှာတော့ဘရဟမမြကြီးကိုယူတဲ့အခါမှာ
and it's a mess it's dirty it's nothing
အပစုနေမှုယူပြီးတော့ဘာမှမဟုတ်ဘူးငိပတ်နေတာပဲ
the evolution is saying mankind is just a mess it's accidental no design
ဆိုတော့ you piss ပါလဲစင်ကဖြစ်စင်ရလူကကြတော့ဘာမှမဟုတ်တဲ့နေကလာတာပေါ့နော်ဘာမှမဟုတ်ဘူးဆိုပြီးတော့သူတို့ကခေါ်တယ
် but god says no he's a wonderful design
အဖေမဟုတ်ဘူးငါကတဲ့အချာကို design ဆွဲပြီးတော့ဖန်ဆင်းထားတာပြစ်တယ်လို့လာတာမဟုတ်ဘူ
း and when they began to learn at our dna and our cells
အဲ့တော့သူတို့ကကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့ dna တွေကိုအထဲကိုလိလာတဲ့ခါတက်ခွဲတဲ့ခါမှာ
every cell is like a factory
ကျွန်တော်တို့ရဲ့ cell တွေတစ်ခုချင်းစီတဲ့ဟာစက်ယုံကနေလောက်တလို့ပဲ
It's just amazing.
And all ဆရာကောင်းတယ်တော်တော်ဖြစ်လာမယ်ဆက
် So small we can't even see one cell with our eyes.
ကျွန်တော်မျက်လုံးနဲ့အဲ့ဒီ cell တစ်ခုတော့မမြင်နိုင်ဘူးနော
် We know we bleed.
ကျွန်တော်မှာတိတာကဒီမှာရှက်လိုက်အသွေးထွက်တယ်ဒါလောက်ပဲတိတာ
But in the blood is all those cells that wow they're we can't see it but it's happening all the time.
အဲ့ဒီသွေးထဲမှာပြင်း cell တွေနဲ့ပြည့်စုံနေတာ
Oh it's just an amazing
and all's ya kaum mare
and so he prides himself in man who he made in his image
taraw phaya thakin ko dai ka tu ne taran to a phan se lu a paw ma to a ku ku ko chi nat ni la nga to de
and so the word adam comes from like reddish color
adam so sa ka long ha ni ye to so de a dai pya shi de
I mean maybe outside you see it's reddish soil dust there.
Oh my god, but I mean you know that need it. Dora, are the need a young to throw up ma.
Maybe he used that kind of dust to make man.
So, mi ji de ma raw ma a phyo
soil
de shi de no. And ni de mi ji ko shu la la ba de mo.
But one thing he did do, he spoke and that life came in. He a living being.
So, phya ta khin ne to go atat shin lo tat daw phi se de.
Yeah. You know in Chinese the old Chinese characters are very interesting.
တယုလူမျိုးတွေရဲ့သူတို့ဘာသာစကားစကားလုံးတွေအိမ်တမ်းမှစိတ်ဝင်စားစရာကောင်းတယ
်။ For the word to talk
စကားပြောတယ်ဆိုတဲ့ဟာကို
there's the character for alive
တော့အသက်ရှင်တဲ့စပုံစံနဲ့လုပ်တယ
် there's a symbol for dust
အဲ့ဒီမြေမှုအတွက်တော့မှာပုံဥပမာရှိတယ
် and the symbol for person of a mouth
လူတယောက်အတွက်သူတို့မှာဘာလဲသင်္ကေတရှိတယ
် you see god speaks and there is communication
ဆိုတော့တယောက်လူမျိုးအတွက်နားလည်ရတာပါဘုရားသခင်စကားပြောတော့လည်းသူ့အတွက်သင်္ကေတရှိပြီးတော့အသက်ရှင်တဲ့ဘုရားသခင်ဖြစ်ပါဆိုသူတို့စကားနဲ့ပေါ်ပြောတာ
အဲ့လို he breathed and life came into a person
ဘုရားသခင်ကမှုတ်သွင်းလိုက်တဲ့အခါမှာအသက်ဆိုတာလုံလိုက်ရှိလာတယ
် there's lots of characters I can talk about but I won't talk about too many
ဆိုတော့တယုတ်စကားနဲ့ဆိုတော့ပြဆက်အများကြီးရှိတယ်ဒါမဲ့ဆိုတော့နည်းနည်းပြောပြောမယ
် But there's another one the character Fu
တော့ Fu ဆိုတဲ့ဟာရှိတယ
် It's blessing
အဲ့ဒါကအကောင်းကြီးမင်္ဂလာပေါ့
Always in Chinese New Year they have that character blessing
အဲ့တော့ Chinese ဖြစ်တဲ့ကိုမှအဲ့ဒီသင်္ကေတလေးတွေကိုပြလိုက်မယ
် But what is blessing
အဲ့ဒီကောင်းကြီးမင်္ဂလာဆိုတဲ့သင်္ကေတလေးကဘာလဲသိလား
It's made from the character God
အဲ့ဒါကဘုရားဆိုတဲ့အရာနဲ့ဆက်လုပ်တာ
One person
And then
like a garden. God, man, garden. Blessing. Good.
So, you see, God
wanted to be with man that was the greatest thing to have fellowship with people in a wonderful garden that he made
ဘုရားသခင်ကအိမ်တော်မှာအလှပါတော့ချဲ့ဥယျာဉ်ထဲမှာလူနဲ့အတူနေဖို့ဖန်ဆင်းထားတာဖြစ်တယ
် Now in verse 26 of chapter 1 it says let God, and God said let us make man in our own image in our own likeness
ဘုရားသခင်ကအိမ်တော်မှာအလှပါတော့ချဲ့ဥယျာဉ်ထဲမှာငါတို့နဲ့တရံတူသောလူကိုအပေါ်စံတန်တဲ့လူကိုဖန်ဆင်းကြဆိုလို့ပြောတယ
် And so in the image of God he created a male and female.
အဲ့တော့ဖရာသခင်ရဲ့ပုံတရားတော်နဲ့အငီပထမအုပ်ဆုံးလူယောက်ျားနဲ့လူသားကိုမိလူမိန်းမကိုဖန်ဆင်းတယ
် I talked about gender yesterday. I'll talk about the image of God now.
မင်းကမှကျွန်တော်ကအဲ့ဒီယောက်ျားနဲ့မိန်းမဆိုတော့နှမျိုးပဲရှိပါတယ်လို့ပြောပြီးပြီ။အခုတော့ဖရာရဲ့ပုံတရားငီချင
်း So the obvious question is this If we're in the image of God, does God have a nose?
ဒါဆိုရင်တော့ဒီဖျားသခင်ရဲ့ပုံတရံနဲ့တကယ်တရံတဲ့ဆိုရင်ဖျားသခင်ရှင်မနှခေါင်းရှိမလား
? No, he doesn't.
အဲ့တော့မမြင်ဘူးဟုတ်လား
? No. No, he doesn't. He's spirit and he doesn't have a body like we do.
ထာဝရဖျားသခင်ကဝိညာဉ်ဖြစ်တယ်။ကျွန်တော်တို့လိုမဟုတ်ဘူး။
And that's why he absolutely prohibits any image.
That's not taught up here again. Nga ne phaya su bi lo ba pong tara ma ma thu ya bu ma lou ya bu lo ta pi lai.
Because any image will distract you from his great incomprehensible glory.
Be pong sa ne be swe swe phaya ne tu ma ma haw taw chaung. Ba pong sa ma swe khwet ma be bu.
So there's no image of God. But we do sense that when God reveals His glory, there's a great fire, there's a great sense of brightness. And so this is what I, now this is my speculation, I'm guessing here. Because we'll read quickly, when man sinned, his glory went away. And he saw himself as naked. What was lost? That all of a sudden he finds himself naked. I believe it was God's glory, His light, His aura was all about man and woman. And we'll find it in the New Jerusalem in Revelation. The city was light. It was all glory. God's glory shining. Yeah. So that's the outward image of God. But the inward image of God. List some things here. So he had a sense of a higher being, other people.
So
you don't find animals worshiping, but you do find people worshiping. We find there's self-awareness, and it's connected with our memory. There's concern for moral values, justice.
So a person
has a will.
So he
can reason in his mind. You can foresee yourself leaving here, going, taking a left out here or a right. That abstract reasoning. He's creative. He makes things. He's concerned about the future. So the question is, why did he make us in his image? I answered that yesterday. You remember? Why? Yeah, so he can relate to us. So we can relate to him. Remember, blessing is God with a person in the garden, right? You see, He didn't just create the world. He made us to be able to see it and understand Him as being good. And starting, does anyone have any questions about the image of God? You see, man lost that image of God to a degree. It was distorted. But in Christ, through the gospel, it's being recreated as we live holy lives. Okay, in verse 8, up all the way up to verse 17, we can talk about the garden a little bit. So God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and He placed the man whom He had formed there. And out of the ground, it says, verse 8 and 9, and the Lord God caused to grow every tree that's pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's funny, you know what the word Eden means? It means pleasure. It was a wonderful garden. All of us would love to go and play there. That's where God put man. It says it right here. And he grew all the trees, and they're pleasing for good, for looking and for food. Now, in the middle of a garden, he put two trees. You notice that, right? And that's what someone asked yesterday. Why did he put two trees? One that he should not eat from. The Garden of Eden is a place where God wanted man to be able to respond to his goodness and revel in God's goodness. In other words, man had a choice to be able to obey God and recognize that he's good and just enjoy everything. He was charged with two things. One, cultivate the garden. The other one was to manage and order it. And again, you know, God caused everything to grow, not man. And it's the same today. We don't make the trees grow, God does. Do you ever hear about global warming? Do you hear about that? It's all fake. You don't believe that. See, it's the world trying to persuade us. When I was younger, they said, it's global cold. It's getting, everything's getting colder. They don't have records for it, and they haven't caught lying about it. The point is, they don't trust God the way he made the world. He said after the flood, right, he made four seasons and he would not destroy it until Christ came again. Do you realize when the flood came? We're jumping ahead a little. Sorry. What God did was this. He's taken care of us, even in the curse. He took all the big trees and plants and animals and buried them in the ground. Later on, we would discover the coal and the oil that was produced from those plants and animals.
So, me twe chao de phit la phu yin tan de phit la phu a long kai ka de phit se da tu a
so when you're driving that motorbike
ka go tu no maung ni da
or you're on that bus
bus ka paw ma shi da ba phit phit
it's using oil from noah's time
noah khet ka ne sa pyaung le se de
Because it was pushed down, it was pressed, and it formed coal and oil. It wasn't formed over millions of years. It was formed very quickly, over 2-3 years. Yeah. Anyways, we can trust God with the world. We don't worry about overpopulation. That's another lie. We have plenty of food. We just don't use it right. The real problem is that some people don't work, and you know, there's many other issues. Already they had predicted that we had run out of food 20 years ago. No, but the creativity God has given us, we able, because we have more people, we can start, and one person can study one small thing and discover how to use that. And so our world is actually getting more and more resources.
So that the igama loka ji ma phaya thake da jano alu ta myo noe a long sa ko taw pho ne a yin a myit ko a long long tha phaya long khe ti paw mya so ma lo de ya sa sa ma shi do bu naw ne 50 che ma shi do bu lo tru pho le da bime ni pin ga de ya phaya ka tet la de lu ya the ma the tha bi da ma 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 ho de a mi ji de twa swa lai da ne ni pin ga tha che lai da ne pwa mya la pyo de ka ni thi sa da be
Now, in verse 15, it talks about man giving, God giving man work to do.
So,
part of the mother's work, of course, will be having children and taking care of them. And so that helps us understand that we all are to work. That's something that's good and healthy.
So that we all have a lot of people who are living in the world.
Earlier you were talking about evangelizing, but event ministry is also work. So we do what God calls us to. That's good. But you don't work all the time. You're not robots. 6 days you work and one day you break. So our pastors, Monday you don't work, break. We also have another rule. Husbands and wives, the pastors, once a week you have date. You be by yourself. You see, we're not just workaholics. Work, 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 work. God is interested in us working with Him. But in Colossians 3:23, it says, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord, not for people. And so we work for excellence and we work for the Lord's glory. Yeah. So let's go back to the garden and think about the trees. God gave him a command to work. He also gave some direction that you can eat free from any tree in the garden but one tree.
Ya pelo shin ni tip ni chan he ma shit de myan apin ati de sa lo ya de da me tip no ma sa na raw pyo de.
And so some of you have question why?
Apa chang le lo tu chu ma mi khu me de.
Would the world be more perfect without that tree, that command?
Ari apin ta ma shi di ka ma mi ji ya pu ywe ta ya sa pa taw ma la.
But the point is this, that God has given us a will so that we can love him. He could have made it so we just always obey. But we have a capability of not obeying.
So ngaro ko sanda lut lat so pe de ka de ka na thong lu ya de na ma thong lu le ya de.
But you every day, as I said, have a choice where you can choose to obey him.
Ano aku tik tin my ni dai zui che sia si de phaya o zui ma la za tik ko zui ma la.
Or as it says in the New Testament, walk by the Spirit. The Spirit's leading you and you walk along with the Spirit. I want to do God's will. You see, I think really what he wants is our own personal allegiance and decision to love him. So you're in a confusing situation, right?
Another
person was sharing about a discouraging situation. But there is your opportunity to love God and trust him. You can let Satan steal it from you and complain. Or trust that God who made the world to be in control of the circumstances. And watch him and trust him and live by faith. It's just so amazing. It's interesting. Another Chinese character, right here. The word for forbid. On the top are two trees. And underneath, direction.
You
see? There it is.
So,
So God put two trees. How would you answer it? Because he's lost control?
No.
From Ephesians 1:1, it seems early in chapter 1, verse 3, it talks about how he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. There seems to be the sense that he knew man would not choose to obey him. And that in Christ, he sent or chose to sacrifice his son to bring man back to himself. So I ask the question, do you love him? Do you love him with all your heart?
Yes.
What are you holding back? You got another tree there. Yes, we choose to obey. And that's what I'm trying to say. If all of us could say yes wholeheartedly to him, to live by faith, we would see his glory fill these mountains. From heaven, he's looking for someone that will choose to love him and trust him. And so this is our opportunity. Yes, we have eternal life. But we will be differently rewarded according to our love and devotion to Him. He won't ask how much money you got. He won't ask if you've been on an airplane before. How tall you are. He'll ask, did you love me and obey me? But he wants us to win. In James, there's a word for testing and temptation. It says God does not tempt. Tempt meaning that you have an opportunity, a persuasion to do wrong. Testing instead that God does do is proving you. Putting you in a situation where you can choose to obey Him. That's our opportunities, you say. We make that day by day. When things start going really bad in my life, I use the whatever prayer. The whatever prayer goes like this. Whatever happens, for good or bad, I'm going to love you and follow you. And like Romans 8:28, trust you that because I'm obeying you, that because I'm obeying you, that you're going to work out everything for good. It's our faith that will bring an extra goodness into this world. It's your faith that will bring the light of God into this world. That's why you live hard life sometimes as an evangelist or church planner. It's your faith bringing you to that point, which is hard sometimes. We don't know where the food will be tomorrow. Sometimes we don't. Does it matter? You're right, no. But why? He says, one day at a time. You trust Him for the future. Some of us want extra now so we can not trust Him. So you see, in this creation here, that personal relationship with God is normal.
It's
good. It's the blessing in life. God designed man to work along with Him.
And
But it's not something he forces us to do. You have to do it.
And I mean, I don't think set up for our own. I did say, "Call him, how about?"
I don't know if you do this, but you pull up the arm behind me. Pull up my arm. Yeah, it hurts, huh?
He's
forcing me to do it.
No.
He's given you a will to choose to obey him. Now, sometimes people give you rules. And so they become a burden. I have to do it. Turn it around. God put me here. I'm choosing my will to live for him. I'm choosing to use a thankful heart for my situation. You see, you got your will. Don't lose it. Complaining shows, I don't want to do it. I'm fussing. I don't trust God. But agreeing, being thankful, being joyful shows that you trust God. And so our purpose, God made us for a purpose.
You see this
bottle? It was made for a purpose. Why does it have a cover? So you can take something out and put something in. Why doesn't it have holes?
Sorry?
Why doesn't it have holes? So it will contain something. There's a purpose.
So how
were you made? Different gifts, different talents, different personalities. For purpose. And that purpose is to love him
and
to carry out the works for which he designed. God is so faithful. And he desires our loyalty. Remember, tests in life will pop up. But it's here we reaffirm our faithful relationship with him. So God wants a fellowship with mankind, with you. And that's why we're sharing the gospel, telling people about this. So you have one life. Use it to love God and trust
him.
You'll see that he's faithful. The challenges ahead, the transformation. When you're tempted to complain, you say, in everything give thanks, so I'm going to give thanks. And that brings us to prayer. That brings us to God answering prayer. And that gives us thankfulness. Well, when we close in a word of prayer,
Can you leave? Sure. Okay, so down, Jesus. အာလာဒီမာလာတင်ပြီးတော့မဲ့တော့တဲ့ဟာမျိုးမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ရှိတဲ့ရွာမှာအတင်းတော့တည်တည်မှာအသက်တာတည်တည်မိသားစုတည်တည်မှာလက်တွေ့ချစ်တုံးတဲ့သားသမီးများဖြစ်စေတော်မူပါကိုရိုရှင်ရဲ့နှုတ်ကပတ်တော်ဟာအသက်ရှင်တဲ့နှုတ်ကပတ်တော်ဖြစ်ပါ၏ကျွန်တော်အရောက်ရှိတဲ့အသက်တာမှာမြုပ်စိကဲ့သို့ပေါက်ပွားဆဲလက်ကြီးထွားဆဲလက်အတင်းများစွာကိုတီးပြီးတော့ဤမြန်မာနိုင်ငံမှာကိုရိုဘုန်းတော်ကိုထင်ရှားလက်ကိုရိုရဲ့နိုင်ငံတော်ကိုတိဆောက်ဆဲဖို့လို့မှာတဦးချင်းစီတဲ့ကောင်းချီးပေးတော်မူပါဒီမှာရှိတော်တော်တဦးချင်းစီတိုင်းဟာထိုက်တန်လို့တော်လို့တတ်တဲ့လူတယောက်မှမရှိတော့ငါလဲအင်းမြတ်ပြီကိုပြောင်းလဲစေဖို့ရအထွန်းကိုတော့ရွေးချယ်ထားတဲ့လူတွေဖြစ်တော့ကြောက်ကျေစွတ်တင်တယ်လူဘက်ကတော့ဘာမှမဟုတ်ပေမဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့နဲ့အတူရှိတော့ဖရဲတခင်ဒီအရာခတ်တင်ကိုတက်ကျွမ်းတော့ကြောက်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုတော့ကိုရှုပ်ကြည့်ပါ၏ဒီမှာစခက်ခဲဘူးအင်းမြတ်မှာခတ်ခဲတဲ့လူတွေရှိတယ်အော်မှုတော့မြတ်မှာရင်ဆိုင်ဆရာစင်ခေါ်ဖို့တွေရှိတယ်ဒီကနေ့သူတို့ပြန်လာတဲ့အခါပြန်တော့တဲ့အခါမှာမိမိနေရာရောက်တဲ့အခါမှာအောင်မြင်ချင်းဒီကိုတော့ကိုစောင့်သူတို့ကိုစောင့်ကြုံနေပြီဆိုတာသူတို့မျက်စိနဲ့မြင်ရတော့အခွင့်ကိုပေးပါအခုတင်တဲ့တော်တော်တိုးချင်းစီတိုင်းဟာမိမိအသက်တာမိမိအမှုတော်မြတ်မှာအရင်တုန်းကထထူးခြားစွာအောင်မြင်မှုကိုဖျားရှင်ပေးတော်မူပါပျောက်ဆွေးငင်မြောက်များစွာကိုဖန်ဆက်တော်အခွင့်ကိုပေးပါသူပျောက်ဆွေးငင်တွေလည်းဘလို့ပြုတ်စုပြုတ်ထောင်လဲဆိုတဲ့ဒီရတဲ့ခန်းစားကိုလက်တွေ့ချင်းတော်ပြီးတော့တပေးတော်ကိုထက်စစ်ထက်စစ်မွေးထုတ်ပေးတဲ့တပေးတော်ကောင်းတွေရရတော့အခွင့်ကိုပေးစေပေးတော်မူပါဒီကနေ့ဒီရမှာကျွန်တော်လာရချင်းဟာမင်္ဂလာဖြစ်ပါ၏ကိုတော်ပူဆောင်လို့သာဖြစ်ပါ၏သင်ကြားပေးသောဆပ်ပေါ်ကိုလည်းကောင်းချီးပေးတော်မူပါဆက်လက်ပြီးတော့တခြားနေရာတွေမှာလည်းသူအသက်တာကိုအသုံးပြုတော်မူပါဘုရားရှင်ကြီးအနှံ့မှာကိုရတပည့်တော်တွေကိုရစ်ကျက်စေကိုရသားဖြစ်စေတော်မူပါကျမ်းမာချင်းပြေတော်မူပါသူရဲ့ကုန်ကျက်စေအားလုံးကိုလည်းဘုရားရှင်အစတည်းမှာကအကောင်းကြီးပေးတော်မူပါဘောင်းတကရောကိုချေစွတ်တင်ပါ၏နဲ့နဲသောလူနာမလင်နိုင်သောဒေချန်စာတောင်းကမှနားလေအောင်မရှိပြနိုင်သောကိုရနဲ့နဲသောနှုတ်ကပတ်တော်ယနေ့ကျွန်တော်ရှင်းလင်းစွာနားလေရသောအခွင့်ကိုပေးတော်သောကိုရောကိုချေစွတ်တင်ပါ၏ကျွန်တော်ခရစ်တော်နဲ့တွေ့ပြီးချစ်တဲ့အောင်တစ္ဆာရှိစွာကိုရောအမှုတော်မြတ်ကိုထမ်းဆောင်တဲ့သားသမီးများဖြစ်စေတော်မူပါအင်းမြာမမီတစ်ခုလုံးကိုပြောင်းလဲစေတော်မူပါဒီမှာရှိတော်သူအရောက်စီတိုင်းကိုလည်းယေရှုနာမ၌ကာဝတ်ကြည့်ပေးပါ၏အပြန်လန်းခီးလက်သောမစေယောရှိပြီတော်မိမိရောက်တဲ့နေရာတိုင်းမှာမိမိအသင်းတော်တည်တည်မှခုံအားအများကြီးကိုပေးနိုင်တဲ့ဆရာဆရာမများဖြစ်စေတော်မူပါလူမဟုတ်ဘဲနဲ့ကိုရောဘုန်းတော်ထင်ရှားတော်မူပါတတတတိယစကန်နိုင်တဲ့အချိန်သားရလုံးစုံတို့အတွက်ကိုတော်ပြုတော်မူအတွက်ကျေးဇူးတော်ကိုချီးမွမ်းရင်ယေရှုနာမကိုမြှပလက်တော်ကကျေးဇူးတော်ချီးမွမ်းကြတယ်ဖတ်ပြဆော်လို့ပြန်အာမင်တကယ
်Genesis 2, 4 to 17, God's plan for man.
Kabao jen akhan ji hnit apai nge le ma sak sakon lu ta atwet phaya thakin I ajan si do.
Translated into Burmese from English.
English ba ta ma Myanmar ba ta to ba ta pyan su tha chin.
By Paul Bucknell.
William ma Myanmar ba ta pyan su tha di.
Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
ဖျားသခင်ရဲ့တမန်တော်ကိုမြို့ဆက်တဲ့တို့စီတို့ထုတ်လွှင့်ပေးခြင်း